Good morning. How are you? Today, God speaks to us about prayer. You know, the apostles get to watch Jesus pray. And then he comes down, he says, "Teach us to pray," they say to him. And then he teaches them, this is the short version of the Lord's Prayer, of course. It's Luke's account as opposed to Matthew gives the account that we use at Mass today and in our prayer. But he teaches them the same thing, this Our Father. He just begins the day with Father, which is in both. This call of relationship between us and God. And prayer, of course, I've spoken on it thousands of times these last 14 years. Think about it. I'm in my 15th year now being here. But the reality, you've heard almost every homily I could ever give or imagine, haven't you? Well, listen again. So the reality is that we talk about prayer. And in the first reading in the gospel, we hear about what that's like. Prayer that we're going to focus on today is about perseverance, it's about being real, and it's about being intimate. First, we're going to focus on the perseverance part, because Abraham, who's the father of faith, talks about that. He gives us example, and he keeps persevering with the father. And when he's talking to him, you know, he's just real, which we'll go for in a second, but he just keeps saying, "Well, how about 50? How about 45? How about 40? How about 30? How about 20? How about 10? And he goes, "Okay, you got it. If there's 10 people there, I won't destroy it." Now, of course, there wasn't 10 people there, so he destroyed it. But the reality was he still persevered. In the gospel today, we hear how someone would come in the middle of the night and persevere. And so to persevere, what that looks like in our life is that we have daily prayer committed. You know, and again, as many times as I said this to you, I know there's still some of you who do not pray every day. This is it. This isn't going to get it for you coming to Mass on Sunday. I just promise you, it won't. You need to persevere. And the only way you and I persevere is when we have committed time with Jesus. Every day. Whether you feel like it, whether you don't feel like it, whether you're busy, whether you're not busy, you must have this committed time with the Lord. And again, there are priests that don't do it. There are deacons that don't do it. There are lay people that don't do it. It's just like, wow, it's not important. It is the most important thing in your life. There is nothing, absolutely nothing more important in your life than have committed daily prayer. Absolutely, positively nothing. If you were to drop dead today and God gave you what you love the most, if you don't pray every day, it isn't Him. He'll give you what you want and it's not Him. So what's the most important thing you do every day? Pray. You must pray. It's not an option. You must commit yourself to daily prayer. That's perseverance. You never try. You never, ever try. And as I look, I can see because of your expressions. Father, you're judging me. No, if you're not praying, you're judging yourself. Everyone can pray. Is there any excuse not to pray every day? None. Zilch. There is no excuse. So no matter what you use for your excuse, it doesn't count. It doesn't mean anything. You and I must persevere in our daily committed prayer. Must. First point. Second point is you and I must be real in our perseverance. And so that means that we can't just play games with God. Now, a great way to begin prayer is with the prayer He taught us, the Lord's Prayer. But even when we say the Lord's Prayer, if we just say it, then it ain't going to do much for us. We got to pray it. We need to let it echo through our being. And so when we're looking at God and we're saying, "Our, that everyone in the world is my brother or sister, and I must love every person in the world without condition," that's a big thing. Father, and we go through that whole prayer. When I tell God, "You forgive me, God, the way I forgive others." That's what you say every day. So we got to be real. So when we take that prayer, we got to then be, "But I struggle. I can't," because you just don't say, "Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." You got to go through it with the Father. When you say to Him, "And forgive me the way I forgive," you're going to say, "Now, let's talk about that for a second, God, huh?" Because you do realize there are some people, it's very hard for me to forgive. I don't know if I can do it. That's real. It just don't go through the motions. And then when you realize God's going to not forgive you because you haven't forgiven someone else, you're going to say, "Well, how come, God?" Yeah, you prayed it to me every day. You said, forgive me the way I forgive, and you don't forgive that one person, so I can't forgive you. Be real. Talk to the Father. And so if you and I are persevering in our daily prayer, most important thing I do every day is pray, and then I'm real in my prayer time. I just don't go to the motions of prayer, and that what I have to do when I'm praying is pray. You know, what's the number of all the things God says to pray for? Jesus tells us what we should pray for. And what is that today in the gospel? The Holy Spirit. Thank you, Ed. Everybody else, I don't know. Ed got it. But the rest of us, we pray for the Holy Spirit. Why do we pray for the Holy Spirit? Because it's the Spirit that gives us life. It's the Spirit that keeps us in relationship with the Father. It's the Spirit that animates us and makes us more alive. So that's one of the things we need to persevere in every day and fill with the Holy Spirit, as we've talked about 100,000 times. But then it comes to the last part, is the intimacy. That more than anything else, God wants intimacy with you. I think if God just found people that just wanted to be with him and just loved him, he would be happy. And God's happy, of course. But what God desires more than anything is you just to want to be with him. Not just to get things from him, not just because you need something, but because you just want to be with him. And the way we show that is when we pray, and we go more than, you know, the word Father. You know, many people say the word Father, but very few people say the word Abba. It's a humongous difference between intimacy. Father is formal. Abba is intimate. And remember, when the Spirit is inside of us, the Spirit cries out, Abba. So I'm not going to look for hands, or I'm not going to ask a question. I'm just going to let you think about it. When you pray, do you say Abba, Papa, Daddy? Is that your intimacy with God? Or do you just say prayers? And it's okay just to say prayers, but it's not enough to just say prayers. That after you say your prayers, then you just got to be still with your Abba. I'll never forget when I was a teenager and I got to experience God for the first time as Father. I was sitting at my grandmother's house and I was downstairs praying in my other grandmother's rocking chair. I used to live there at my grandmother after my other grandmother passed away. And I remember just sitting there and I was praying to the Father. And I had this unbelievable sense that the Father was real and that he loved me. I remember just sitting there saying, Father, Abba, Abba. And to this day, if I can come back to my surrender word in prayer, if I'm going crazy, which happens, you know, a lot, if I can remember to say Abba, I'll instantly come into the presence of God. Instantly. It comes back to the intimacy. So do you have intimacy with God? Do you say, as the Spirit leads you, Abba, Papa, or you just say memorized prayers? There is a humongous difference between memorized prayer and intimacy with God. You can say memorized prayer and feel very alone, feel very far from God. You can't say intimate prayers and feel alone or feel far from God. So God is calling you and I to commit ourselves to prayer every day, to be real in our prayer, and to be intimate with him. It's there we know that we're loved. It's there that we focus on the Father and not us. Again, as we've talked about before, usually we focus on our sins. And yet, it says in the second reading today to Colossians, he nailed our sins to the cross. Boom, they're gone. So why do we focus on our sins and ourself and not focus on our Father? Jesus teaches us today how to pray. And it begins with the word Father. Let's do as he commands. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.